Welcome to Standing in the Gap, Standing Under Fire with Josh Tompkins, a biblical Q&A that provides listeners with biblical answers to many of their toughest questions. Josh, Paul tells us in Romans 1:17 that the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Is Paul saying there's more than one type of faith?
That's such a great verse. I mean, it's probably the key verse in Romans, and I want to spend a few minutes on it. I think it's one of the mountain peaks of Romans. It is the mountain peak of the opening prologue. It all builds to that verse. It's all like a crescendo reaching verse 17, starting in verse 1, and just builds. And when it gets there, this is just like the aha moment of Romans 1. It's just an awesome verse. It's actually the verse, I call it the Luther verse, the Martin Luther verse. He was actually meditating on this verse and realized by meditating upon that verse that he couldn't obtain the standard of righteousness that God had set for us, that God would not lower his standard, that God was not going to grade on a curve. And he said this verse was the ray of light. This verse was his aha moment where his eyes were open and he saw that the righteousness of God would be freely received by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He couldn't work to do it. He had to be received by faith. And the key word there is faith. Three times in one verse. It's like all arrows pointing to here's how you are saved. Here's how you receive the righteousness of God. It's no other way but faith. It shows the necessity. It shows the importance that no one will have the righteousness of God. No one will have salvation without faith. Three times in one verse. And so I want to take a second and look at that word, faith. I know that you guys love when there's a Greek word thrown at you, but that word faith is pistis. It means to have a commitment to or a trust in. It's to have a commitment of mind, a commitment of heart, and a commitment of will. All towards Christ. With the mind, you know truths. With the heart, you're persuaded of the truths. You're convicted of them. And with your will, you act upon those truths. You commit yourself to Christ by faith. So that's what the word means, faith. And the object of that faith, who are we putting our faith in? Who are we committing to? Who are we trusting in? So you can't have faith in faith. You can't have faith in religious activity. You can't have faith in church. You can't have faith in your mom. You can't have faith in your dad. You can't have faith in any other thing. You must have faith in a reliable object, in a reliable person. And we do with Christ. The object of our faith, and Romans 1 teaches that, the object of our faith is Christ, the eternal Son of God, who was born of woman, the God-man, the only Savior of the world. He's the object of our faith. We put our faith in Him. And then we see in that verse the perseverance of that faith. It's not a one-time act. It's from faith to faith. Do you see that? Faith to faith. So it starts with faith. Salvation starts with faith. We put our faith in Christ. We trust in Him. We know the truths. We're convicted of the truths in our heart. We act upon those truths and commit ourselves to Christ. That's the start of faith. That's the as you go through the narrow gate. And then from you begin that. You continue by that, by faith to faith. It's living daily, moment by moment, living faith. The Christian life is a walk of faith. You keep that faith. So you don't look back at a moment of faith. You keep that faith from faith to faith. And you even die in faith. The whole life should be a life of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So the question, and I know you're asking me questions, but I want to ask the listeners questions, because this begs the questions. Have you believed upon Christ? Have you put your faith in Christ? You must take a decisive step of faith and believe upon Christ. He's the only way. Like Martin Luther, maybe this is your aha moment, that your eyes are opened and you know you can't do it on your own. And that's truly the only way you'll ever have the righteousness of God or to be saved is by putting your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks for that. And again, that's Josh Tompkins, pastor of West End Baptist Church. We love hearing from our listeners and hope to hear from you soon. If you have biblical questions and would like to have them answered, log on to our website at www.westendbsg.org and leave them there. And feel free to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by logging in and searching for us using @West End Baptist Church.